Spring College Rodeo for 56 years. There's been some roping and riding and, just the greatest show on dirt taking place. Glad to have so many awesome people in the studio this morning. It's going to get hot in here real quick with everybody hanging out. And, Gary, put your phone down.
Yes.
Man, I'll tell you what. the man who is the voice of the rodeo has been just absolutely knocking it out of the park for so long now. Not just here, but all over this great country of ours. Garrett Yerrigan is here. Man, you ready?
Is this my cue to walk up to the
microphone? That's your cue. That's an intro. You know what that is.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah. Although, I've always heard the bigger the star, the less you say. So maybe I should just stop talking. Ladies and gentlemen, Garrett Yerrigan. There we go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's all we got to say.
Glad to be here.
You ready for this?
Yeah. Shoot, it feels like some parts feels like we were just here yesterday, and some parts feel like it was 2 years ago. So, it's good to be back. It's kind of like coming home here now.
Well, and I was just about to ask, because, you're all over the place all year long. I mean, you really have a very busy schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Are there places like Martin where you repeat those visits year after year after year?
Yeah, so the cool thing about being the announcer, just the way the industry works, is if we're doing our job right, we get to go to the same places every year. Like Dusty and the clown side of the industry, they rotate around a lot, just to keep the comedy new and fresh and stuff. So it's cool for them because they get to go new places and see different things every year. But it's cool for us because we kind of know a little bit guaranteed. Like, I know I'm going to be busy and I know I'm going to have money coming in, and you don't have to sweat it as much. So,
well, and I'm sure there's some places where you have to write down ahead of time the people that you're going to run into. And there's some places like this where you just know when you get here who you're going
to
see.
That's right. Yeah. When you do get to go to a new place, it's kind of like starting school all over again. You got a whole new set of friends to meet and stuff. But it's always nice to have those kind of comfort people that you go and you see every year, and it's like going to see family.
All right, what are we expecting over the next 3 days?
More of the same greatness. honestly, it's going to be another great year. I mean, this rodeo has such implications on not just who does well in this region, but who goes to the college national finals and ultimately wins national titles. So, got another really good team this year, and look forward to more greatness.
We spend a lot of time here at home bragging about how great our rodeo is, and you think it's a hometown bias, but when you've got somebody like you who travels around and sees other rodeos, tell the people who haven't been anywhere else exactly how the Spring College Rodeo in Martin stacks up.
So I said this last night when we had our kind of little team meeting that, honestly, the Friday night performance last year was one of the best rodeos I've ever been a part of, period. Whether it's professional rodeo, college rodeo, high school, junior high, or a goat roping. I mean, it was one of the best rodeos I've ever seen. I mean, the energy, the competition, I mean, it just clicked off. We set the arena record in the steer wrestling. I mean, just all the things that came together, the stars truly aligned. So when you have a rodeo like that come together, that you always want a rodeo to be good. But for it to just blow all expectations, that's a night that I'll always remember here. And there's been lots of those moments throughout my tenure here that we kind of just did the math. I've been coming to this rodeo for 12 years now in one way or another. So it's cool to look back and see, the team members that have come through this rodeo that I now talk about in professional rodeo and, NFR qualifications and stuff. That's one thing I've always loved about my time doing high school national finals, junior high national finals, is now I'm getting to see these people succeed on the big league stages, and that's cool for me to see some of them go full circle.
Well, and what's great is it's not just a mud pit and a gravel parking lot. We got a nice house.
It is very nice. People in professional rodeo obviously compare everything to the Thomas and Mack Center in Vegas where the NFR is held, and it's so unique atmosphere because everything's so intimate. Everything's right on top of each other. There's 17,000 in that venue, but we're about 2,800 and some change, just shy of 2,900. But it's very intimate, very close knit. I know we have a lot of repeat customers every year on ticket buyers, but if you ever get a chance to come for the first time, especially on a Friday or Saturday night, the energy and the atmosphere is unmatched.
It is. They call it the greatest show on dirt for a reason.
That's right. Yep.
All right. And speaking of coming on out and supporting the rodeo, we have the president of the Rodeo Booster Club, Miss Katie White.
Good
and welcome in.
Thank you. Thank you for having us again.
Well, I always enjoy having you in here, I hesitate to say our news story for the last few days. Rodeo starts Wednesday night with the shrimp boil and Thursday night with but this rodeo started a long time ago.
Oh, yes. I started the day after last year.
You have to at least take Sunday off. We're talking about it on Monday.
Somewhat.
There's a lot that goes into this, the planning, the preparation, the support for the kids and everything else. What all is involved with making this production happen? Because it's a production. It's a sporting event, but it's a production. And you know, people like Garrett obviously are the cherry on top of that because he does such a fantastic job. But there's a lot of work involved.
Oh, there's a lot of work involved. And the school, the coaches, their staff, I mean, it's absolutely unreal. The Booster Club, the first thing we start doing, I think, and you can ask Coach Thrasher, is make sure we've got our announcer in, funny man, and just all our great people. You want to book it first, and then we start going down the line. We're lucky that Dusty got to come back and visit this year because, like Garrett said, we're going to hang on to him for dear life. And then when you're rotating clowns or funny men or however you want to call it, the good ones keep moving and they start booking up and you're like, please let us in the rotation, especially the professional, because we just don't hire the amateurs, just like Garrett going on to the big leagues. And he didn't forget us, and we're thankful that Dusty didn't forget us either, and we got back in rotation. Then we have the coaches recruiting, getting his team set up for the next year, and then the Booster Club is allowed to help starting the fundraising, keeping the kids ready to go, and then you got the great community that's supporting it all the time. If it wasn't for this town, the surrounding areas, continuing to buy ads, coming to the rodeo, supporting. I mean, you would be shocked at towns that don't get behind rodeo, and it blows my mind because you compare everything to Martin, and some people don't do it. And so we're very lucky, and I'm unlucky still get to travel a good bit with my nephew now. My son's kind of outgrown me, you know, don't let mom go. But when you got a UTM shirt on, they know who you are.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a good point, too, because, I mean, Dusty and I, we travel, obviously, a lot of places. And you can definitely tell the towns we go to when the rodeo is just a thing that happens and the towns that it's a event. Like, it's a pillar of the community. And that's the thing. Like, when you roll into Martin, you know, I get here on Monday. When you roll into town, like, you know it's rodeo week. Yeah. I hope the town, the county, you know, the whole area of the state of Tennessee, I hope that you guys never take that for granted, because it truly makes us feel welcome. I mean, when you do this every week, sometimes you get a little burnout, and then when you roll into a town that's truly excited and the energy's there, like, it kind of puts a little breath of fresh air in us and kind of puts the wind back in the sail of, hey, this is a cool thing we get to do, and we're proud to do it for these people.
Yeah, I think one of the great things is what I have seen, because I didn't know a thing in the world about rodeo before I started doing it for the radio station, and have learned an incredible amount sitting next to David Brewer for the last decade. I mean, and I tell you what, he could have just been making the whole thing up. I'd have never known the difference, but I tell you what, if it's BS, I'm an expert now because David's got me convinced, yeah. Right? We talk. The bar seems to be raised every year on the level of performance that we see from the production itself, from the event itself, to what we get from the Cowboys and the teams that come and perform. What's really great is you have UT Martin, and that is the bar compared to the other events that you go to in college rodeo.
You're going to get to talk to two of our athletes here in just a minute, and they will tell you real quick. They go to some of these rodeos, and it's almost like it's in a backyard.
Or by jackpot.
There you go. when you come to Martin, the production is great, and we've, with a lot of help, have put together a good production team, from our sound man to the great replay board, which we love. This will be our second year having it. Yeah. But then just the competitors. The Ozark region, you know, used to be, got to go to Texas. No, come on over to our Ozark region, which is our region. We got some tough cowboys and cowgirls, and it's proven now because look at the NFR. We've got a ton of them, and it's not just Martin, which I still think Martin's the best, but the whole Ozark region is fabulous.
Yeah.
And tough. And if you want to see some great Cowboys and Cowgirls, come on out this weekend, because it doesn't matter what color vest they have, although orange is best. You're going to see some really great, really, really great talent.
You mentioned it. You said fundraising earlier. How was the dinner last night? I didn't get to make it out, but how was the dinner?
It was really good. Unfortunately, we didn't get to do crawfish because of the lovely situation with crawfish and the drought this past summer. So luckily, we've got great cooks on the Booster Club. Thanks, shout out to them, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't definitely get to have it. But great crowd, and we had some of our same group that beats up every year kind of has their family reunion there.
Oh yeah,
and then we had some newbies, and it was really good. And like I said, the families come in to see their kids. We have a teacher group that comes in, and it's like their reunion every year. To new ones, and it was a lot of fun.
All right. I try to do this every year. In fact, I try to do this every time we have you on the radio. If somebody wants to be part of the Booster Club, if they want to support the rodeo team, how do they do it? Tell them how to get in touch with you or whoever.
Absolutely. No, it's a great team. We got a great board. Madison Meeseber is our secretary. She checks our email a good bit. But Facebook, we have a Facebook page. Reach out on there. We'd love to have you. Great group of people. Hardest working group, and I never get to say all their names just because I'm so scared I'll leave somebody out. But the Booster Club is fabulous, and I think it's just, and you don't have to be at every meeting. We have people that still get to come. You know, we've started a new Skype. Thank you. Skype meeting. So you can phone in. I just look at you.
He's quick.
But
it's all that rehydration.
Yeah.
But it's just the best. And, you know, I think we're one of the best. We've had a lot of reach out throughout the years to help the other schools set theirs up. But again, Martin's still the best.
All right. And real quick, because we want to get to the other folks in the room. Of course, we've got the barbecue Saturday, but there's some new events.
Second year for the kids rodeo. That's exciting. I love it. From 9 to 11:30, it'll be our second annual kids rodeo. We've added some stuff to it to make it a little better, make these kids feel like they're part of the rodeo. We'll have a little section set up. They're going to get to rope. They're going to get to goat tie. They're going to run barrels. They're going to get to get on the Mighty Buck, so they'll simulate a bucking bull. They'll get to see the chute, visit with the team. They're getting their own back number.
Oh,
to take home.
All right.
Yeah. Of course, keep it, bring it back Saturday night. We'll autograph it for you. But real exciting thing. And then we'll do our community-wide barbecue right afterwards. We're going to let your kids come play, learn about rodeo, and then we're going to feed you, let you go home, take a nap, and come back for the rodeo.
There you go. And it's all free.
All free.
Yep. That sounds, it's going to be amazing. It's always a great week when we have the rodeo here. And we could keep going, but we got more folks to get to.
I'm Dusty. Get up here.
Now, not once, but twice since you all have been in here, two different people have said, we do this ever so often and swap around clowns so they don't have to write new material as often. Now, I don't know what they're trying to insinuate. I know that that's exactly, those were the exact words that came out of her mouth. That's basically
Garrett talking. the guy that says the same thing over and over and over again. But no, I'm glad to be back.
I mean, we hope that you think it's as much fun here as it is anywhere.
Oh, it is. And the great thing about a rotation with rodeo clowns, you do get to see the improvements when you come back. Like, it's been about 3 years since I've been here, and all the new things, like the kids rodeo, like the big screen. But y'all don't know how lucky you are here at this rodeo, because I know we all sit here and talk about Garrett. We talk about Garrett doing this there. Garrett's UTM's rodeo announcer, but you're very lucky to have him, because he brings not only great announcing, but a great production here. He's been voted twice the announcer of the year in all of pro rodeo.
Yeah.
So he is the big league, and you're lucky to have him here, because I'm sure there's been a lot of rodeos that's tried to take him, but he stays loyal to this rodeo, and I think he'll always be here. So you got that great production. Like I said, this is not just a rodeo. This is a production. One of the very few college rodeos that do that. So I am lucky to be back here.
And so the clown in business, how do you end up inside the barrel, man? How does that what's the trajectory?
You quit school.
All right.
School early, and then you have nothing else to do. No, actually, I grew up around rodeo. My dad rodeoed. He was a rodeo clown when I was younger, but there was a man named Liesl Harris, He was from Collierville, Tennessee. And, man, I just grew up watching him. Loved it. It's what I've always wanted to do ever since I was a kid. I started doing it when I was about 13 years old, fighting bulls, and kind of transitioned over to the comedy part. So far, so good.
Any battle wound scars, anything to prove?
I had a paper cut the other night.
All right. That's tough, man. That is tough.
Yeah, I was reading the script before the deal, cut myself.
Well, will you be available tonight?
I will be available.
Okay. I just, with the paper cut, didn't know.
Yeah, a little super glue, it'll be all right. No, me and Garrett, I still take a few bumps in the barrel during the bull riding, but me and Garrett basically have the two safest jobs in rodeo.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys should be sitting where I'm at. I'm not even near the dirt, man. It's we're very excited to have you back here. Even more thrilled to know that you've had the last 3 years to write new material. So that's what these folks were pointing out. So
I'm not going to use it now because of the comments. But yeah, I mean, I've wrote new stuff, but I'm not going to use it.
I'm going to wing it. There we go. You know what? That's all right. That's all right. Certainly glad to have you here. Thanks for coming back, man.
Absolutely.
We're very excited about that. Coach, come on up. Y'all, and I hate to, man, we've been doing this for almost 20 minutes. It's fun. Year number two as the man on the lead horse. And, they say if you're not the lead dog, the scenery never changes. So what's the change in scenery look like from the front of the line?
This year, obviously, had, 1 year under our belt. Last year, as Garrett mentioned, is going to be kind of hard top. As a first-year coach, you couldn't dream of a better first rodeo. We won rodeo of the year last year, which makes – I don't know exactly how many at this point.
A lot
of rodeos of the year. Like Gary mentioned, the competition last year was great. I think we won 7 out of the 9 events.
Yeah, 4 of them in a row.
Yeah. And you're going to get to talk to one who won the breakaway in the long round last year. But as far as this year goes, we're ready for it. Excited about it. A little bit more comfortable than last year going into it.
A few weeks ago, Chase joined us on 30 Minutes. Paul sat down, talked to him for half an hour. If you want to catch that, it is available on our website, thunderboltradio.com, the Thunderbolt Radio and digital YouTube page. It's there. Don't worry. We don't show Paul's face. There's a reason we're all on the radio, all right? That's the good news is this ain't your first rodeo, which means you're no longer nervous. There's nothing to worry about, and everything's going to be perfect. No hiccups at all, right?
That's the plan. That's how Garrett has it wrote down on the paper, actually, down to the second.
So, as long as everybody follows the script, we'll be all right.
No,
we got to worry about this guy.
and back to them to kind of brag on both of these two guys. That's why we hire guys like this. So it takes a little bit off of me, a little bit off Katie to have guys like this. If we miss something, they're on top of it. Most of the time, they're probably on top of it before we tell them that we have control. And it's great, and it's a huge blessing to have people like that in your corner. And then, like Katie mentioned with the Busher Club, they're on top of it as much as anybody else. By the time it goes through all of us, we shouldn't be able to miss anything.
Man, I tell you what, nothing makes your job easier than going to somebody and saying, hey, I need this done. Say it's done already.
Yep.
It is nice to have people like that. Tell me about your team.
So, got several returners, several new people this year. As far as with us today, we got Clint Southworth, a senior, Emma Kate Wilder, a senior as well. Both of them have spent 4 years, or I guess technically 3 with Emma Kate because she's an overachiever. But they've been with us their whole college rodeo career. Funny enough, I start Clint when he was a freshman. I was on the rodeo team with him, and Emma Kate was on my year with Coach when I was his coach's assistant. So they've been with us the whole time, and they're obviously kind of our leaders of the team right now, being our seniors, and they really helped me out a lot with the behind the scenes stuff too. So
that's awesome. Well, let's talk to them. Is that all right? I don't know what it is, but rodeo people, cowboys always have the best name. I mean, it's just something that both of them have just what sound like cowboy names. It's perfect. I don't know how that works out. I mean, Chase Thrasher. There's just something about that that says rodeo from beginning to end. Gary Ergen sounds like he came here from Russia, but everybody else is all right.
Germany, but you're close.
All right, we're going to the ladies first. Is that all right with you? All right, Emma Kane, step on up here and introduce yourself and tell us your major and all of that stuff too.
Well, I'm Emma Kate Wilder. I'm from Millington, Tennessee, so not too far from here. And I've been a K-5 education major my whole time at UTM.
All right. You're ready to step into the schools? Ready to teach?
I am. I've been student teaching all year, which has been a struggle because usually I love to be at practice. It's not been a struggle, but it's been a struggle with rodeo and doing all that.
When your two passions pull you in opposite directions, I understand.
Right.
That's
absolutely
fine. That's fine. Are you going to leave it behind?
Sir?
Are you going to leave rodeo behind when you go teach?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not. Actually, next year I plan on coming back and getting my master's because I'm not ready to leave.
There you go. Excellent, excellent. And so what events do you compete in?
Goat time, breakaway, team roping, and occasionally barrels, but not really. So mainly the roping events.
All right, what's scarier, jumping off your horse or kindergartners?
Great question. Sometimes the kindergartners.
So what events will you be representing this year for UTM?
Goat tying, team roping, and breakaway.
That's where you're getting the points.
That's where we're trying to get
the points. No, that's where you're getting the points. That's where you're getting the points, all right?
That's the plan.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And we're going to let this gentleman step up, do the same thing she did, tell him who you are, what's your major.
I'm Clint Southworth.
A little closer.
And my major is mechanical engineering.
All right. And what does that mean you do?
I don't know about that. Some mechanical engineering, a lot of math classes, a lot of sciences, that kind of deal.
All right. Yeah, you lost me in math and science. That's okay. So what events do you compete in?
I do the calf roping, team roping, and then occasionally steer wrestling.
Oh, now that's fun. Yeah. You're a little skinny to be a steer wrestler, aren't you?
Not the biggest guy in there, that's for sure.
So, exactly. I understand. There's a lot that goes into the technique, which is impressive. And what events will you be competing in for points this year? All of those?
Yes, I'll be in all three at the rodeo this year.
All right. Now, what are you going to do after you graduate?
So I actually plan on getting a master's as well. I'm going to do a master's MBA.
So okay.
Be back for another couple of years.
And now I know that because it's not sanctioned by the NCAA, there's different governing body for college rodeo. Is there the same 5-year limit on participation as far as because I don't know the answer to that question.
So you get
come on back closer.
Sorry.
That's all right.
You get 4 cards for your undergraduate, and then whenever you graduate and go do a master's, you get another card for that.
So you can get the 5 years.
You get your full 5 years. So you just got to split it up between them.
Is there a red shirt year like they have in the major sports or anything like that? Because you get hurt first rodeo. God forbid, we don't want that to happen to anybody, but you get hurt first rodeo out, you've lost a year, right? So there's not a injury red shirt or anything like that where you can do it again the next year?
Yeah, kind of. Once you start the year, doesn't matter whether you get hurt the first one or the last one. Once you're committed, once you get your card and start it.
All right, so 8 seconds or 8 months, it's all you get is that 1 year. So, okay.
No injured reserve in rodeo.
Well, that's tough, man. So, we want everybody to be safe, obviously. We want to wish you all the best of luck as you're out there, coach as well. I mean, you know, you've got, it's not just you anymore, you know, I mean, and I know that it's a team sport. Even if you're out there riding by yourself, doing things that are by yourself, it's still a team sport no matter what. But we wish you all the best of luck performances. I know Garrett can do it in his sleep, Dusty. I'm sure you can too. Sometimes it sounds like Garrett's asleep. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
he always.
True.
Hey, I mean, really, it's the energy that you bring night after night after night is always just fantastic. I mean, I don't know what you're on, but we'll talk about it later because I might need some of that to
we can't discuss that on public airwaves
to keep that level and to keep the crowd involved. And it is one of the things that makes the rodeo great. The show that we see on the dirt in front of us is fantastic. The work that the Booster Club puts in, having Dusty back this year is phenomenal. So we're very excited about all this. I'm going to give Katie the last word, if that's all right with you.
We did forget one important group, the athletic department at the school. Danelle and her crew, Ashley, everybody, you have no idea. We say we do a lot of work, but they do it all year long and work really hard. And I forgot about them, so I don't want to be in trouble because absolutely it takes every single person. And, again, UT Martin's just the best. Come out and see us rodeo tonight, 7:30. Still have available tickets. Get online. Get on your laptop computer.
Having issues on the phone, so do it from the computer.
You can't see all the seats, so you can see the whole screen. No bad seats. No bad times. Come see us. Come meet us. You got to see an orange fist. Fist bump them. Give them a hug. These kids are ready to see everybody.